请我们打开腓立比书第一章。
Can we turn to Philippians chapter 1?
经文比较长，所以我们用弟兄们开始念单数节，然后姐妹们就念双数节。
Because the scripture will be quite long, we ask the brothers to read the odd verses, and then the sister to sing, to read the even verses.
好，我们一起来。基督耶稣的仆人保罗和提摩太，写信给凡住腓立比，在基督耶稣里的众圣徒和诸位监督、诸位执事。你们就感谢我的神。
Yeah.
Let's have a word of prayer.
主，当我们聚集在你面前，我们要把我们心中的感谢和敬拜献上给你。
Lord, as we gather before your presence, we want to give you praise and thanks from our hearts.
主，当我们打开你的话语，求主你圣灵降我们能够明白，有一个耳能听的耳朵。
As we open up your word, may the Holy Spirit grant us a ears that can hear.
求主自己对我们的心来说话。
May you speak to our heart, Lord.
求主圣灵在这里来把你的爱浇灌在我们的里边。
May the Holy Spirit pour down of your love in our hearts.
让我们做一个被爱所征服的人。
That we may be people conquered by your love.
让我们做一个感恩的人。
That we may be people with thanksgiving.
主，我们在这里。
Lord, we are here with here, Lord.
我们愿意更多的认识你的自己。
We want to know more about you.
我们也愿意来听你的话。
We want to hear more about your words.
除去我们里边的黑暗。
Take away the darkness in our heart.
求主叫你自己的话发出亮光。
May your word shine its light.
仆人们静听，愿主对我们说话。
As the servants here are listening, Lord, please speak to us.
禁止讲话的人用无知的言语叫你的旨意蒙蔽。
May you forbid the speaker to speak ignorant words that your will be covered up.
也除去众人心中所有的障碍。
May you also remove all the hindrances in the hearts of men.
有谦卑跟接受你话语的心。
That everyone has the humility and be willing to receive your word.
我们要把荣耀归给你。
We give you all the glory.
奉主耶稣的名求。
In the name of the Lord Jesus, we ask. Amen.
当我们要一起来思想腓立比书的时候
，As we here to meditate on the book of Philippians,
我们不得不要先介绍腓立比书、腓立比教会的背景。
We must introduce to you the book of Philippians and its background and the church.
在圣经中讲到每一个教会的开始。
In the Bible, when it describes the beginning of a church,
我个人觉得在使徒行传十六章把腓立比的开始记载的特别的详细。
I felt that in the book of Acts, in chapter 16, it described the beginning of the church in Philippians in a very detailed manner.
只有当我们更了解到腓立比教会的真实的情形，我们来读自卷信，就会更容易的进入这些信里边的内容。
So as we read the beginning, the story of the beginning of the church in Philippians, then we look at the letter of Philippians, we can understand it better.
当保罗第二次出来到各处去宣讲主的福音传道的时候，
In Paul's second missionary journey, as he go to visit churches and places to preach the gospel of the Lord,
到了一个地方，在亚细亚的地方，圣灵禁止他们在那里讲道。
And when they about to go to Asia, and he was forbid by the Holy Spirit to continue in his journey.
他们想往比推尼去的时候，圣灵也禁止他们。
As they are also trying to go to Bithynia.The Holy Spirit also forbid them to continue their journey.
然后他们就自然地来到了特洛亚这一个的城市。
So, in the end, they went to Troas.
圣经中告诉我们，就在那个夜间，有异象显于保罗说。
And the Holy Spirit revealed to us that that night, there is a vision shown to Paul.
有一个马其顿人来对他说
There was a man from Macedonia appear and speaking to him.
请你过到马其顿来帮助我们。
say, come over to Macedonia and help us.
于是他们就从特洛亚来到了腓立比。
So, to Troas, they came to the city of Philippi.
而且写使徒行传的路加在这一个时候也加入了这一个宣教的团队。
And at that time, the writer of this book also joined group of people who preached there.
所以有人F.B. Meyer 曾经这样很肯定地说，路加是马其顿人。
And F.B. Meyer also said that Luke very possibly was a man who lived in Macedonia.
而且是腓立比人。
And also is a man from Philippi.
那么这就打开了第一次福音从亚洲传到了欧洲的门。
So this is the first time that to Macedonia, the gospel has been preached from Asia and entering into Europe.
第一次来到腓立比这个地方有四位我们都很熟悉的人物。
So those who arrived in Philippi, there are four people that we are familiar with.
有保罗。
There's Paul.
有希拉。
There is Silas.
有提摩太。
There's Timothy.
还有路加。
And Luke.
当他们来到腓立比这一个城市的时候
So when to come to this city of Philippi
这里是罗马在这里的住房城
There is basically a place that Romans has built their cities
在这个城里当时连犹太人的会堂都好像没有
In that place, because the settlement of the Romans, there'sDon't even have a synagogue for the Jews.
但是每逢安息日的时候，有一些的人会去到河边聚集。
But on Sabbath day, there are people who will gather by the river.
四位传道的人就已经知道这种情形，他们就在安息日来到河边。
And these four preachers, they knew about that, so they came to the river on the day of Sabbath.
在这里他们遇见了第一个在腓立比的信徒。
Here they met the first believer in Philippi.
就是一个买子实布匹的妇人名叫律底亚。
There's a woman there who is a seller of purple and her name is Lydia.
圣经说她听了主的道心就被开导。他和他一家的人就都领了洗。
And here he says that she heard the word of the Lord and she opened her heart to hear the things that she heard and she wanted people to stay with her.
当他受洗以后他有一个很自然的情形就是他很羡慕也很自然的就爱那些属于主的人。
After she believed, she and her household were baptized, and naturally she loved those people who preached to her.
所以她就强留保罗这一等人去住在她的家里。
So she begged Paul and the Peter and his companions to stay with her.
这是第一个我们对腓立比教会中的信徒的一个印象。
So that's the first impression we have of the believers in Philippi.
然后还有另外一个人。
Then there's another man.
就是当后来当弟兄们他们去祷告的时候。
Say, when the brothers were praying,
有一个使女她是被巫鬼所服的用法术叫她的主人们大得财力。
There was a servant girl who was a profit-making person for her master because she was possessed by demon.
她常跟在保罗他们的后边喊着说
She was following Paul and his companions and crying out.
这些人是至高神的仆人向你们传说救人的道。
These men are the servants of the Most High God who proclaim to us the way of salvation.
因为他一连多日的这样做，保罗心中厌烦，就转身对那鬼说：“我奉耶稣基督的名吩咐你从他身上出来。”
As she did this for many days, and Paul became greatly annoyed by her, and turned and said to her, "The Spirit, I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her."
鬼当时就出来了。
And he came out that very hour.
这个使女是得着了拯救
and this servant girl was saved.
但是使女的主人们看见得利的财路被断了
but her master saw that their hope of profit was gone.
他们就抓住保罗和希拉把他们拉到市上去见首领
and they seized Paul and Silas and dragged them into the marketplace to the authorities.
然后当官的连问清楚都没有就把他们打了一顿下到监里去
and the magistrate did not even ask them properly and just beat them up and then throw them into prison
把他们下在内监而且脚都上了木狗
and they put them into the inner prison and then kept them securely fastened their feet in the stocks
但是保罗和希拉在半夜在监牢里边唱诗祷告赞美主
But Paul and Silas was singing and praying in the prison in midnight in the prison.
突然间地大震动
Suddenly there was a great earthquake.
监门全部打开
And all the prison doors were opened.
众囚犯的锁链也都松开
And all the prisoners, their chains were loosened.
禁足醒过来一看见这样的情形
When the jailer woke up and saw what happened
以为囚犯都逃跑了
He thought that all the prisoners had run away
就想自杀
And he was going to commit suicide
这个时候保罗叫住了他
And then Paul stopped him
不要伤害自己我们都在这里
Do yourself no harm for we are all here
所以禁足就战战兢兢地俯伏在保罗和希拉的面前
And this jailer fell trembling before the feet of Paul and Silas.
他第一个问话是
And the first question he said,
我当怎样行才可以得救
What must I do to be saved?
保罗给他一句很简单的话当信主你和你一家都必得救
And so Paul gave him a very simple word, Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, you and your household shall be saved.
就在当夜
And that night,
禁足和属于他的人都受了洗。
The jailer and his family, they believed and were baptized.
这里给我们看见腓立比教会的起头是何等的美好，何等的能够提醒我们许多许多在信仰上应该留意到的东西。
So he showed us the beginning of the church in Philippi.And it shows us the very good impression of the believers there, and shows us how we should also believe.
从律底亚的身上
From the life of Lydia,
我们看见一个人一旦被主得着了
We can see that once a person has been gained by the Lord,
主的爱在他里边就会产生一个叫他爱同坐肢体的弟兄姐妹
The love of the Lord in her,will make her feel that she also needs to love those who belong to the Lord.
那些属于耶稣用重价买回来的人
Everyone who has been purchased with a high price by the Lord Jesus Christ.
有主的生命在他们里边的人
Those who have the life of the Lord within them.
我们都看见有一个很自然的后果是什么
We can see a very natural result out of that.
他们不再认为他们属于自己
They felt that they no longer belong to themselves.
他们也知道没有一样东西是属于自己的。
They also knew that nothing that they have belonged to themselves.
他们知道他们所有的必须是属于主的。
They felt that whatever they have belongs to the Lord.
所以你看见在早期在历世历代的信徒的当中
So in the early times of the church, in the lives of the believers,
那些蒙主拯救的人被主的爱所融化的人
Those who have been saved by the Lord, those who have been melted by the love of the Lord,
他们的心中只有一样的东西
They only have one thing in their heart.
他们不再属于自己
They no longer belong to themselves.
他们所有的必须是属于主也为着主的
Everything they have is for the Lord,And it belongs to the Lord.
所以你看见腓立比教会一开始的时候有一种非常美的特征。
So you can see that the believers in the Church of Philippi has a beautiful things about them.
你知道保罗他自己曾经立了一个志向。
Remember what Paul said that he has decided that he will do one thing.
就是我要传福音叫人不要花钱就能得着救恩。
I want to preach the gospel so that People can freely receive salvation.
他为要堵住那些毁谤他的人的口，他说：“我两个手常工作，供应我自己和同人的需要。”
And in order to shut the mouth of the people who criticize him, he said that I and my co-workers will work and labor with our own hands to preach the gospel.
他甚至几次跟某些教会的人这样的说。
He even spoke a few times to some churches.
我在你们当中缺乏的时候，并没有累着你们一个人。
That when I'm among you, if I have any lack, I will never try to put this burden on you.
因为我所需要的从马其顿来的人帮助了我。
Because whatever I have, whatever need I have, the believers in Macedonia, they have met my need.
保罗能够感觉到腓立比的信徒是从心里边来跟他共享主的生命的。
So Paul knew that the Philippians are people who are willing to share whatever they have, the life of the Lord with him.
他对哥林多人这样说，我以前怎样不占你们的便宜，我以后也不会占你们的便宜。
But he said to the Corinthians, I have never taken any advantage of you, and neither shall I be in future.
但是他对腓立比教会的人，他能说。
But to the people in Philippi, he can say it.
我在帖撒罗尼迦，你们一次两次的差人送来供给我的需用。
When I was in Thessalonica, he had once and twice and had been sending gifts to me to meet my needs.
你们一直的照顾到我的需要。
You always care for my needs.
他把它当成什么？他把它当成馨香的祭物献给神。
And what does he treat them? He treat them as aroma of Christ, has been aroma of sacrifice offering to Christ.
他能够接受腓立比教会的供给。
He can receive the offering from the church in Philippi.
因为那个是在主的生命中爱的供给。
Because it was a product of their love in the Lord.
没有一点杂念的供给。
It's an offering that is without any mixture.
我相信腓立比教会跟保罗之间有一种极其亲密的关系是少为人知的。
I believe that the close relationship between the church in Philippi and Paul is something that not many people know about.
在第二个例证里边
，in the second example，
就是这个使女，她跟在保罗他们后边。
That this servant girl.Slave girl who was following behind Paul.
他讲的话对不对呢
What are the words he's saying? Isn't that right?
他整天的在那里说这些人是至高神的仆人对你们传讲救人的道
She was saying that these men are the servants of the Most High God who proclaim to you the way of salvation.
从腓立比教会的一开头
From the beginning of the church in Philippi,
保罗就感觉到分辨到一种的事情
And Paul can see something that is quite clearly
有些人讲的东西是对的
Some people may say the right thing
但是背后那个灵是不对的
But the spirit is wrong
所以你看见在腓立比书他会一再的强调一个事情
So therefore in Philippians he always emphasized these things
我盼望你们的爱心在知识和认识主的事上多而又多能分别是非
And this I pray that your love may abound still more and more in knowledge and all discernment.
因为有一些人传福音是出于爱主，是出于好心。
Because some people may preach the gospel for because they love God, because of their love for others.
有些人传福音是出于嫉妒，出于结党。
But some people preach the gospel in order to form groups and to or because of envy.
是需要一种属灵的分辨能力。
So therefore, we need a discernment, spiritual discernment.
而这一种都要基于一个事实是。有没有耶稣基督的生命在你的里边，在我的里边
？So the fact that we need to know that is the Lord Jesus Christ life within you and within me.
这个被巫鬼所服的使女可以讲很对的话。
So this servant girl can say some right things.
但是她那个后果肯定是不能被接受的。
But the end result, what she says, cannot be accepted.
我们也知道了这样的一个对我们的提醒。
So this is a reminder to us.
一个要传福音为主做见证的人。
Someone who needs to share the gospel and testify for the Lord.
你的生命必须先是对的。
That your life must first be right.
然后你所做的成主才会跟你一起的来做见证。
Then whatever you do, then the Lord can testify with you.
很多很多的失败是什么？
The many failures is this.
我们可以向人传福音。
We may preach gospel to others.
但是当过了跟人传福音这一个时段，
But after that period of sharing the gospel,
人却看见你生命的表现，你里边的生命的表现和感觉。完全是错的。
Then someone saw that the expression of your life and they felt that that was wrong.
当然保罗成熟到一个地步。
And Paul was so mature that he said,
他说不管真心不管假意。
Whether it's true or false.
只要耶稣被传开我就高兴。
As long as Jesus is preached,
因为真正在人的生命中能拯救人能赦免人罪恶的
Because the only thing that can save people and forgive sins
是主的自己不是什么人
It's the Lord himself and nothing else
那么从这个更高的层次来说
So at a higher level when we look at this matter
人能够得救也不是因为你自己有多少的功德
When people can be saved, it's not because all the good works that you've done.
如果人是因着你自己有很好的样子而信主，这还不够的。
If people can come to salvation because of what you do or how you express yourself, that is not good enough.
不过今天基督教当中有一个很不正常的光景。
But today in Christianity, there is something that is quite abnormal.
我们巴不得找一些名人，找一些明星，找一些学子来帮助我们证明主是可靠的。
We try to find some movie stars, some great scholars, and famous people to help us to say that Jesus is correct.
其实是因着我们今天实实在在已经堕落到很可悲的状况。
But we actually have fallen into a state which is quite tragic.
在主的面前，没有一个人不是必须俯伏在他脚前说我有罪了。
Because everyone who comes to the Lord must humbly kneel before his feet and say, Lord, I have sinned.
在主的面前，也没有一个人胆敢以为谁有功德来叫主更喜欢他的。
And no one should think that they can do some good works in order for God to love them more.
如果我们里边真的是被主自己的爱所占有、所征服的
If we are truly being occupied by the love of the Lord,
我们就会知道说一切都是主的怜悯，人才能得救。
Then we must realize that it's all by the grace of the Lord that we can be saved.
然后我们看见在腓立比最早期的这帮信徒当中
So we look at these Philippians believers in their early beginning.
就谈到敬主和他的一家
And they talk about the jailer and his household.
本来禁足是最残酷、心最硬的人。
Usually, a jailer is someone who is quite cruel and someone who is very hardened in their heart.
因为他是政府的警察。
Because they are basically like a policeman from the government.
他的脚是就是阴险。
And they are basically, their character should be quite solemn.
我曾经遇见一个女孩子。
I once met a girl.
她在警察局做事。
She is working in the police station.
她有一次在跟我讲话的时候，她说。
And one day she is speaking to me and she said.
她说在我这个工作岗位的人。
Say those who are in my position.
眼中没有一个好人。
In our eyes, no one is good.
全部坏蛋。
Everyone is criminal.
你必须充分地知道他能够有多坏，多坏，多坏。
You need to understand how terrible these people are.
你才不会做错事。
Then you will not make a mistake.
这个禁足也是在这样的背景底下的。
So the jailer, he is in such a situation.
但是那天发生了一件叫他非常非常惊讶的事情。
But that day, something happened that really amazes him.
监狱里边只有嚎啕大叫的声音。
Usually in the jail, there will be people who are crying and people who are shouting.
也许是被毒打的声音。
Or people who are crying, are wailing because they have been beaten up.
也许是愤怒跟喊冤的声音。
Or maybe voices of complaint and voices of hatred.
但是那天夜里有两个囚犯非常的特别。
But that night there are two prisoners who are very special.
他们脚被上了木狗。
Their feet was put in dogs.
但是他们竟然唱诗、赞美、祷告。
But yet they could sing praises and they could pray.
难怪其他所有的囚犯都静下来要来听。
And that's why all the prisoners they have kept silent and hearing what the singing and praying about.
因为这是监狱里边从来没发生过的事。
Because this is something that had never happened in the prison cell.
这两个人为什么进到监狱里来
？Why did these two people come into the prison?
为什么又在监狱里边能这样的喜乐
？And why could they be so happy and joyful in the prison?
后来你在保罗书信听见他讲这句话。
Then you read in Paul's letter, he wrote this.
我所遭遇的是要更叫福音兴旺。
Whatever I came upon, it is for expansion of the gospel.
他不管在什么样的环境底下。
In whatever circumstances that he may be
in. 他认定了一件的事情。
There's one thing that he determined to do.
有主与他同在。
If the Lord's presence is with him,
只要他没有犯罪，没有违背主的心意，
if he did not sin, if he did not go against God's will,
他没有什么东西需要把他推开的，
there's nothing that he can reject,
没有什么东西他必须非拒绝不可的，
there's nothing that he must reject totally.
所以在监狱的里边，
so in the prison,
他因着有主那么样同在的甘甜
，because he has that sweetness of the presence of the Lord with him，
他祷告、唱诗、赞美神
，and he pray and he sing praises to praise God。
难怪整个阴间都给摇动了
，no wonder the whole prison cell was shaken。
难怪监牢的门都要打开了
，no wonder all the doors of the prison
锁链都要脱落了
，and all the chains were loosened。
根据狱卒的经验。
According to the experience of the jailer,
锁得紧紧的囚犯还想找个洞溜出去。
Even the prisoner who had been securely fastened, they will try to find a crack even to escape.
现在监门全开了，还会留住吗
？Now all the prison doors are open, will anyone still stay behind?
但是稀奇的是，竟然没有人走。
But amazingly, no one left.
你我可以想象一下当时那一个的唱诗祷告 和赞美。
We believe that that night, the hymn singing and the praying and the praising
是充满了一种怎样的生命能力，能够把人整个都吸引住。
That it has a life, attraction of life that attracted all the prisoners.
能够叫人根本忘记了逃生的机会。
That these people forgotten what it means to run away for freedom.
弟兄姐妹，在你的生活日子的里边
，Brother and sister, in your daily life，
在你平凡的生活的里边
，in your normal daily life，
我们是否也同样的让主的同在充满在我们的生命当中
？Are we infused in our life with the presence of the Lord？
以致我们会忘记所有别的一切
，so that we may forget everything else that's around us。
以致我们不想逃脱监牢的门
，that we're not even willing to run away from the prison。
因为你会知道，只要有主在你里边
，because you knew that as long as the Lord is with you，
哪里有主，哪里就是天堂。
Wherever the Lord is。There is heaven.
什么叫地狱？地狱就是没有主耶稣的地方。
What is hell? A hell is a place without the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ.
早期腓立比教会的信徒们一开始就经历了一个主生命大能的经验。
So early in the life of the church in Philippi, the believers there.Have experienced greatly the life of the Lord.
当时禁主看见人都没逃。
So when the prison, the jailer saw that all the prisoners did not run away,
他没有问说干嘛你们不逃啊
？He did not ask, why didn't you run away?
他知道有一种他完全不懂的生命。
Somehow he knew that he did not know what life is.
他想也要明白，也要得着这个生命。
And he wanted to try out his best to understand what this life means.
所以他问的第一句话就是
：So the first question he asked is this.
我当怎样行才可以得救
？Sir, what must I do to be safe?
然后当夜，他们就把保罗接到他家里去，不只听他讲了。而且他们都马上就信了，而且受洗。
And that night, he took Paul and his companion to his house, and they listened to him. And not only they believe, they also baptized he and his whole household.
我每次读到这个例子的时候，我就想起今天我们在传福音的事上有两个不平衡的地方。
So when I read this, I thought about.Today, when we preach the gospel, there are two things that was not very balanced.
有一种的思想是我们想对听福音的人说。
One of the thinking is this, that we try to say to the people who are listening to the gospel preaching.
你慢慢来，等我把道理跟你讲清楚。
That listen slowly and carefully until I finish explaining to you everything that you need to know.
我会从科学、从哲学、从圣经的字句来帮你明白这个信仰是多好的。
I'll try to help you to understand what our belief is from the scientific angle, philosophical angle, and from the angle of the Bible to show you how this salvation is.
当然，有些人需要一种漫长的过程。
Some people do need a long journey before they can get there.
不过，根据我自己的理会。
But according to my understanding,
在圣经里边的信主都是神在人心里开他的心窍。
Many people in the Bible who believe it is because God opened up their heart.
而且他马上的就信了主。
And straight away, they will believe in the Lord.
如果是今天在我们当中
If among us today
甚至可以说在整个基督教世界里边。
Or even we can say in the whole of Christianity.
如果我们向一个人传福音
，If we preach gospel to someone，
他说我要信主了
，And he say I want to believe in the Lord。
他里边也许真有主的感动了。
And perhaps he truly has the Lord moving his or her heart.
然后我们会做一件什么事
？And what do we do?
慢点，你大概还不大清楚。
Do we say, stop there, just wait, maybe you're not clear yet.
我给你开个学习班。
Let me, organize a class for you.
你慢慢把基本的东西给我搞清楚了。
And slowly you understand all the basic teaching that we have.
弟兄姐妹，我个人里边真的不欣赏这种做法。
Brothers and sisters, I personally do not admire that way of doing things.
人的得救是圣灵的工作，不是我们的工作。
The salvation of man is the work of the Holy Spirit, not the work of man.
另外一个过分的东西是什么？
Another thing that we might do it too much is this.
我们跟人传福音，要他很快的就信主。
We want to preach the gospel to people, but we want to press people to believe quickly.
所以也不知道心里到底有没有被开启。
And then we do not really know whether his heart or her heart has been opened up.
但是我们抓住圣经的一句话。
But we grab onto the words of the Bible.
只要心里相信，口里承认，就可以得救。
If you believe in your heart, if you confess with your mouth, you can be saved.
跟着我做个祷告。
And just pray with me.
祷告完你就得救了。
And after you pray me, you'll be saved.
弟兄姐妹，这两样东西都不是在这里给我们看见的。
Brothers and sisters, we can see that these two extremes are not something that we saw here.
圣经一再给我们看见，是主自己在人心里感动，开导一个人的心，他渴慕的，主动的要来得着主。
Here we can see that the Holy Spirit.Open up the heart of the person to salvation, and he or she desire to be saved.
不是我们去催促他来做一个什么形式来得着主。
It's not that we press them, that we want them to do something in order to gain the Lord.
当然也不是等我们慢慢找些道理来跟他讲清楚，让他思想明白了来信主。
It is also not we try to find some classes for him to learn before he can slowly understand what salvation is.
圣经一再的强调，福音是神的大能。
The Bible always emphasizes that the gospel is the power of God unto salvation.
要救一切相信的人。
It shall save everyone who believes.
是神的大能在人的心里做感动开启的工作。
It is the power of God doing the work of opening up the heart of man.
叫人知罪，叫人知道自己的需要。
That people know that they are sinners, they knew their need.
当人心里被主开动了。
When their heart is opened by the Lord.
他就有一个自然的愿意相信。
Then naturally they have a heart wanting to believe.
我盼望这一点点的互相提醒，让我们知道我们该如何的留意，在生命中来传讲主自己的救恩。
I pray that this may be reminders to you that.In our daily life, how may we preach the gospel of the Lord?
然后我们看见腓立比教会一开头的时候，就是有这一帮这样清楚的经历了，也活在主的生命里边的信徒。
So you can see that in the beginning of the church in Philippi, we saw the believers there, how they have genuinely known the Lord.And wanting to be involved in the church life.
所以每逢保罗在祷告中想起这些人的时候
So whenever Paul in his prayer he remembered this group of people,
他就总是心里满了感恩
That his heart is full of thanksgiving.
他说我为你们感谢我的神。
He said, I thank my God because of you.
他
甚至在书信里边多次这样的来称呼他们。
And also in his letters, he always called them this way.
他说你们是我的喜乐。
He said, you are my joy.
你们是我的光明。
You are my light.
是我所亲爱，我所思念的。
That you are the people that I dearly love and think about.
是一封信，是一封有血、有肉、有情、有爱的信。
So this is a letter that is of flesh and blood, of love, of faith.
当我们来开始读这封书信的时候
，So as we begin to read this letter of Philippians,
我觉得必须先把这个背景讲得清楚。
I really hope that we can explain the background clearly.
所以在信里边很多的话，你就能够明白，它是带着怎样。一种的心态是带着一个怎样满了感激主的心而来写的。
That we can see that the heart of the apostle, how much love he has for the saints, and that's how he wrote this letter before the Lord.
那么对不起，我读了第一章，不过我还没进入第一章。
So I must apologize, even though we read the first chapter today.But I haven't even entered into the first chapter.
主若许可，我以后会继续讲下去。
The Lord willing, I will continue to speak on this letter in future.
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
主，当我们要来读腓立比书信的时候
，Lord, as we come near you and to try to read this letter of Philippians,
主让你在历史上，在腓立比这个城市所做的奇妙的作为，也能够提醒我们。
May your amazing work that you did in history and in the life of the Philippians may be a reminder to us all.
让我们认定一切都是本乎你的恩典。
That everything is by your grace.
也只能靠着你的恩典。
Only by your grace.
主让我们在这个蒙恩和成长的过程当中
That in this process, in this progress of knowing you and your grace
能够一直的认定你是我们的生命
That we may know you, reckon you as our life
也能够帮助我们在你之外我们没有别的祈求跟目标
That we have no other seeking, no other purpose but to seek you
就是要你在我们身上照常的显大
That you may be magnified in our body
就是要你的旨意在我们身上得着通行
That your will may be fully carry out in our body
为着要让你自己的生命在我们里边天天的加增
That your life may increase each day in our life
我们也求主藉着十字架的工作让我们的己生命可以天天的减少
And through the work of the cross that our self-life may be decreased
好让我们能够更多的被磨成合你心意的人
That we may be molded into people after your own heart
求主圣灵在我们里边教导我们感动我们
May the Holy Spirit teach us and move us
奉主耶稣的名求
In the name of the Lord Jesus we ask Amen, Amen.